Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cain. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sugar Cain. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rabbit Warsler. Batting second. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gordon Rhodes. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive towards first. Alexander reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander takes first base on ball four. Cook moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cook scores. Alexander moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hodapp moves to second. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes bunts towards the mound. Cain fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodapp moves to third. Gooch moves to second. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 1 in the game. Warsler hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Kramer goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Athletics. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cook. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fox strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Cook reaches third base with a triple. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Cook scores. Alexander moves to third. It's 4-2, Athletics. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alexander scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gooch hits a line drive into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler misplays the ball. That's an error on Warsler. Sugarcane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0-for-1 in the game. Kane strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-0 in the game. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-2 in the game. Warsler bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Rhodes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Rhodes moves to third. Warsler moves to second. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 4, Red Sox, 4. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rhodes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive towards first. Alexander reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards first. Alexander reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-2 in the game. Warsler takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Warsler moves to second. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Kane drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Kane. Warsler scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller pinch hits for Sugar Cane. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove now pitching. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gooch hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Finney pinch runs for Ed Coleman. Bob Seeds now playing left field. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Finney moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Finney scores. Cochran moves to third. It's Athletics, 5, Red Sox, 5. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney now playing right field. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rhodes hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Warsler takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus strikes out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Dusty Cook. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warsler moves to second. Billy Werber pinch runs for Bob Fothergill. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Warsler moves to third. Werber moves to second. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warsler scores. Werber scores. Alexander moves to third. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.